Good evening, everyone. This is your host of Vamo Radio, Vanessa Morgan, and I'm here in the studio interviewing founder of Young Fly Vanessa and independent hip-hop, rap, and R&B artist from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Bandcamp Bando. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I'm blessed. How about y'all?
We're pretty good over here, Pose. So, hey, hey, man, so can you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do?
First off, my name is Bandcamp Bando. I'm a CEO / artist of YFF, Young Fly Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Currently, right now, I'm into real estate. I have a nonprofit organization called Building with a Purpose.
Okay.
And I'm doing music as well.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds amazing. That's a lot of work, though.
I'm telling you, it is a headache.
Yeah.
You cannot be no regular person and do something like this.
True. That's true. Well, at least it takes a lot of work. And you know, at the same time, you still doing your music as well as doing other things show that you got a lot of charisma in you, though.
Yes. Very multi.
Awesome. So, Bands, what motivates you to do music?
To be brutally honest, what motivates me to do music is my kids.
Really?
That's what motivates me. Yes.
Do you have?
I have two kids right now.
Wow.
I have a 10-year-old little boy in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I have a 5-year-old little girl in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow. Oh, wow. So what do you feel as being an artist as well as having children and knowing that, you know, being an artist comes with a lot as well as, you know, the struggle and trying to promote yourself and get your brand heard out there? What do you feel... Yeah. Is like stopping you from making it mainstream to exposure out in Arkansas?
The thing that I feel really stopping me is God, because it's really up to God. Like, you know, it's not up to us. Like, yes, we're supposed to pray and, you know what I'm saying, keep the faith and everything, but at the end of the day, it's up to Him. Mm-hmm. Like, only thing I could do is put into action. And whenever He say it's time, it's time.
Yeah, that's true. But at least you're still working at your craft as well, because I see that all the time. You're sending music and promoting yourself as well as, you know, trying to perfect your craft as well. So I'm glad you're still putting in the hard work.
It's perfected, yes.
Most definitely. So, Bands, again, being a busy artist, you know, working on making and promoting your brand, whose work and music do you listen to? It's not your own, really, but whose other work would you listen to, and do you get any inspiration from it?
I listen to everyone. Like, I really be mainly on, like Fantasia or, you know, like Tyrese. You know, I really be on that a lot. But I'm really mainly about the business, you know. Being an artist is okay, but I'm really about the business, like about my business. So, but, you know, to answer that, yes, I like Fantasia and them and Keisha Cole. Like, they inspire me because... My music is basically dealing with women.
Okay.
So if you really want to know, like, a woman, go listen to their music. They pour their heart out in every song.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I'm glad you named some really powerful names out there, too. Little Fantasia, man, she's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Patti LaBelle,
yeah,
you know.
For sure.
Mary J. Blige.
So, man, I want to actually know, how did you learn or come into contact with Pose Magazine and Pose Radio?
My manager did his research on y'all, and he contacted me and asked me, was it a good idea or, you know, do I feel it's worth it? So, you know, I end up doing my research. I'm like, yeah, it's worth it. They A1, they on top of their game. So...
Thanks for saying so, man.
From there.
That's awesome. So, Ben, tell me right now, I know that you're still working on your music, even though we all feel that we're, well, not all, but a lot of us feel like we're perfect and up there. Still a lot of work to still be done. And I know you still perfect your craft as well. What is your future looking? Yeah. What is your future looking like? And, like, what do you or your management have planned for the remainder of 2018?
My future is looking bright. Even though it's going to rain, it's still looking bright at the end of the day. Because long as I'm staying consistent, with it, it's gonna pan out. You know what I'm saying? As long as I never give up, it's gonna pan out. And what the remainder, we in the process of relaunching my clothing line. Because it's been launched before, but it's on a whole nother level right now. So yes, yeah, so basically, yeah, I have my own clothing line too. So basically, we're just working on relaunching that and getting these little tour dates in order that we have coming in the next few months or something like that. But we're gonna close out the year like that, really just putting God first, really, and just going from there. You know, we could plan stuff all day, every day, but we gotta wait on Him, though.
Sounds awesome. So what is, tell me about your clothing line. Like, who started that?
I started it and I designed it too.
Really? What's the name of it?
Young Fly Finesse.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. That's your clothing line name? That's awesome.
It's a clothing line and it's like the hottest, like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's like the hottest clothing line, like, out here. I guarantee you, like, all right, okay. When you go in there, order you something, and you put it on, you're gonna feel like a whole different woman. Why?
Okay, it's what's up. So tell me, where can I find your clothes at? Where can I find your clothing line?
Go to Google, type in Young Fly Finesse,
That's what's up.
and it will pop up. You're gonna see me mainly on it, to be honest with you. So
That's
that's
gonna be
why,
cool.
look, that's why I said we was gonna relaunch it because we end up getting new models and stuff. Because the website I just told you to go to, I'm mainly the only male model, but I have other women models. So,
That's what's up. Okay. Well, can I go in there and buy a sweater?
Man, you got it.
Okay,
I
that's
might just
up.
send you one on the strength. You don't even have to buy anything, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's
But
what's
you seem
up.
nice. I don't know you,
All
but you
right.
seem like a genuine person. So just shoot my manager the address, and I will send you a couple pink. I only want you in pink and purple or something like that.
That's what's up. Most definitely will. Keep in contact with me. I want me a sweater for real.
I got you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fly thing stepping.
Right. Okay. So, Ben, tell me, what would you like, or actually, who would you like to recognize as far as someone you've worked with in particular, or who's helped your movement, go further than what you thought it would be?
You said who I want?
Yeah, who would you want to recognize?
God
Mm-hmm.
and my manager,
Your manager.
Ramon. Yeah, Ramon Lee.
That's what's up. So your manager, he's the one who actually does a lot of your promoting and helping you out, right? With your brand as
Yes,
well.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he has.
That's what's up. So Ben, tell us actually one personal thing that maybe not even your fans really know about you that you haven't expressed before.
I have a sensitive side.
Really? Is that so?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay, explain that. What you mean sensitive? As in what?
So you elaborate on it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I was raised by a woman, right?
Yeah.
Five kids, I'm the baby.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, and being raised by a woman, sometimes, like, every man have a woman tendency in some type of way,
Right.
So that's how that came about. But I couldn't show that, though. We couldn't show that, like, out here, period, in the real world. You cannot show any weakness. So I never show that side too often unless a woman knocked down that wall.
True.
And then,
Yeah.
she'll receive them blessings.
That's what's up. So I know, also bands, I know, with being like an artist, it takes up a lot of time and focus, as well as to get yourself out there. So who do you feel with the genres that you represent, who do you feel is your target audience? When it comes to your music.
You said type of
Yeah.
audience?
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah,
Women.
women.
Every race. Every race, I mean. Women, period. Every race.
Wow. Okay. Explain that. Why would it only be women? Would it not be any men, or is it just women in general?
No, it could be men, but it'd be majority of the women, because I talk about what they want to hear. Like, you know, okay. I express myself in my music. I accept my faults, you know. I tell them everything, you know. What a woman really desire and want, you know. I explain that in my music. So that's why I said women and not men, because I really don't be focused on the men at all.
Well, I appreciate how, like, I listened to some of your songs actually a couple nights ago, and I like how you keep it true to yourself. You know, you're keeping it real. You're not trying to, you know, be like every other artist out here. You're still trying to keep your originality.
Yes, I said trends. I don't follow them, sweetie.
That's right.
Like, at all. Like, you know how, like, the whole world say, like, sauce and stuff? I can't say that. Like, my lingo is spill. You know, I have, like, my lingo is spill. I have all the ingredients and everything. The way I talk, I'm spilling. That's you know, cool. The way, just the way I carry myself is spill. The way I dress is spill, you know.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
I like that.
Like, when I'm talking to you, I'm spilling the whole time.
That's what's up. I like that. You're keeping
it
real.
Midwest stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's the Milwaukee, you know, the Milwaukee to the Arkansas to the Texas. Right. All in me at one.
That is what's up. I like how you keeping it original. That's what's up. Keep it just like that.
I'm a blunt person. I'm very blunt. That's very.
Okay. So, Ben, tell me one more thing. What piece of advice would you give to an aspiring artist of today? Like, you know how we all know how we struggle out here, especially being an artist and trying to, again, perfect your craft as well as brand yourself and promoting yourself. On top of that, dealing with other things outside of that, outside of music. So what piece of advice could you give to an aspiring artist today that's trying to make it in the music industry now?
Pray. Keep the faith. You know, stay consistent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be dedicated to it, really. And you have to invest in your own self, because no one's going to want to invest in you if you're scared to spend money on yourself.
That's true.
You know? Gotta be overly confident about it. Not cocky, confident. It's a big difference.
Yeah, true. That's what's up.
It's a big difference.
You know what, Vance? I appreciate you so much. I appreciate having you on the show. You know, especially this being a brand new radio station. This is amazing. I'm so glad that I had the chance to interview you. You know, because you're already
I'm
been.
Glad I had a chance to talk with you.
Thank you so much. You guys, this has just been the amazing Bands Cambando. You can find out more about him. You can visit postproductions.com. You can find out more about him on vaymoradio.com. Also, if you want to hear this interview again, it will be on the site. So make sure you check it out right here on Vaymo Radio. You guys, he's also featured in Pose Magazine. You can check him out everywhere. He also has his own clothing line. So just Google Bands Cambando. How about that? Google Bands Cambando and find out all you can about him.
Yeah.
Listen to his music.
Don't do that.
Everything.
Man. Hey, I'm the hottest, newest thing smoking in the world on God. Man, I don't ever blow up God, ever.
Hey, that's what's
Tell
up.
Boosie, get at me. Tell Boosie, Gotti, I need them to get at me. Not on no music tip on business. Hey. So can you deliver the message, please?
I'll deliver the message. That's right, you guys. This has just been the amazing Bands Cambando once again right here with an interview on Vaymo Radio. And you guys, if you're listening, make sure you tune in. There'll be more interviews coming up really soon. Call in 224-409-7089. Let me know how you think of this interview, how it went, what could have been different, and tell me what you think of the artist as well. Bands, thank you so much for joining us again on Vaymo Radio. I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans before you go?
To my fans, hey, I love y'all, and, you know, no matter what y'all going through, man, just keep God.